Dragon Keeper by Carol Wilkinson. Read by Caroline Lee. Lan scowled at her with the distaste he reserved for rats, spiders, and maggoty meat. The only time he smiled was when he was laughing at her stupidity. A bamboo bowl flew through the air, aimed at the slave girl's head. She ducked out of the way. She was very experienced at dodging flying objects, from inkstones to chicken bones. Her master slumped back onto his bed, exhausted by the effort of throwing the bowl. "Feed the beasts, wretch!"
"Yes, Master Lan," the girl replied.
Lan scowled at her with the distaste he reserved for rats, spiders, and maggoty meat. The only time he smiled was when he was laughing at her stupidity.
"Don't take all day either."
"No, Master Lan."
She slipped out of her master's house as an empty wine jar flew towards the door. It was a bitterly cold day. Snow crunched beneath the slave girl's straw shoes as she hurried towards the animal pens. The sky was the colour of ashes. It looked like it would soon snow again. The slave girl didn't have a name. She didn't know how old she was. She had lived at Huang Ling Palace since her parents had sold her to Lan when she was a small child. The previous summer, Lan had shouted that she was thick-headed for a girl of 10 years. As she could only count to 10, she didn't know how old that made her now. Huangling Mountain was a barren hill in a range of many barren hills that marked the western boundary of the Han Empire. Throughout winter, it was waist-deep in snow and blasted by freezing winds. In the summer, the air was so hot it was like breathing in flames. The emperor's father had built a palace in this faraway place so that the world would know how vast his empire was. Unfortunately, it was so far from anywhere that few people ever saw it. The palace was surrounded by a high wall of rammed earth. In the eastern wall was the entrance gate. The emperor's residence occupied more than 3/4 of the palace grounds. The animal pens, the stores, and the servants' houses were squashed together in the remaining quarter. In all the slave girl's time at Huangling, there had never been an imperial visit.